Kippur. Minav Yikayim, from the same father, though they could stay together. Achoisayim Minayim, if it's a sister from the same mother, Yoytze, they have to go out. Minav, born from the same father, Rabbi Meir Roimer Yoytze, they have to go out, Achomer Mikan, they can stay together. Shoyi Rabbi Meir Roimer, Kol Ervo, she Mishum Sher. Anytime the Torah says the Ervo is Mishum Sher, as a relative, Hoeim Yoytze, Mishumav Yikayim. If it's the same mother, it's called a relative. If it's only the same father, it's Yikayim, you're not called a relative. If your father was a goy. Umuta v'yeshes achiv me'imoy, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife from the same mother. Uveshes achi oviv, and the wife of your uncle. Ushar kol aroyis mutaris loy. What does that mean? Lesu yeshes av, your father's wife. Nosi isha bita, you married a lady and his daughter. Koines achas umaytzi achas. One you can stay married to, one you have to get rid of. Lechatkila lo yikones. Lechil you can't marry them. Meisa ishta, let's say your wife dies, muta bechamoysoi. You're allowed to marry your mother-in-law. And vika tony something like this, also bechamoysoi, you're also with your mother-in-law. But akoponim ketonimias, what did we learn over here? Muta b'eisha sachiv. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife. My love, aren't we talking about the Nos V'Achav Kishuger? Mashmi, even after the two brothers became Jews, still they're not called brothers, one can marry the other one's wife. Loy, again, no, there's no proof. I tell you, the Nos V'Kishuger V'Kachovim. Talking about again, it means the wives they had when they were Goyim. So again, like we said before, Mala Meimer, what's the Chiddush then? Mala Teim, I would have thought, Ligzo Kishuger V'Kachovim, Oto Kishuger K'mashmi, like we said before. Oh, Mama, what do we say here? Nosi Shabita. If you marry a lady and a daughter, Koines Achas Umaytiachas, one you can stay married to, one you have to get rid of. That's only Lechatchila Leikonis. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. For the Gemara Hashta, Fulke Matrik Matrik, you have to get rid of one. Lechatchila Mi Boy, for sure you can't marry both of them. What's the Chiddush here? It says you have to get rid of one of them. So for sure you can't marry both of them. The Gemara Hosom Kur is going over there. Vachikom, this is what it means to say. Hach the Yom Rabbanin Yikayim Lechatchila Lo Yichnois. That's what the Rabbanin say, the one you're allowed to keep, but Lechatchila you're not supposed to marry her. Even though with the evidence okay, Lechatchila not. Meisa Ishto, if your wife dies, Mutta Bechamois, let her marry your mother-in-law. Vika the Tony, son, Lerno, also Bechamois, you also with your mother-in-law. Moses called the Chodok Rabbi Shmuel, the Chodok Rabbi Kiva. Man, the Yosek Rabbi Shmuel. The Yoma that says Chamoisi, your mother-in-law, Liacha Misa Bisura Kaima, she's still also. Svelo Begabi Ger Gozul by Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made Xera by Ger just like by a Jew. Well, man, the Shor, the one that says your mother-in-law is mutter to you, Hatayos like Rabbi Kiva. The Yoma that heals even my regular Jew, Chamoisi Liacha Misa Kolish Le Yisurai. Rabbi Kiva holds your mother-in-law. There's no Chiyus Reifa. There's no chiyuv karas, there's no chiyuv sreifa if you live with your mother-in-law after your wife died. Even though, like we had before, it's still osur, but it's a small isur. So therefore, v'gabe ger, l'gozo by rabbonin. By a ger, that midirais avadish is mutter. It's only exerim. The rabbonin did not make exerim on your mother-in-law after your wife died. Stop here. Yeah, we're holding up Tzadik Chesem at base by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chamesh Noshim, if you have five ladies, Shenis Arvu V'lodoseihim, that their babies got mixed up. In other words, you have five different ladies, that each one had, let's say, one son first. That each one knew who their son was. And then the five ladies became pregnant a second time, they all gave birth in the same, let's say, cave, in the same Machwa, and all the children got mixed up. So these five babies now, we're not sure which one is the mother, and who are then the brothers that are at home, we don't know whose brother, which one is a brother to which one. So Higdilo Atarubas. Now these five babies that were born, were mixed up, they became old. Vinosu Nostrum, when they got married. Umesu, and then they died. So these five husbands died. They left over five ladies. Now each husband has a brother, we just don't know which one is his brother. But there are brothers at home. Each lady had a Vadai son before this. So they're like five brothers at home, and five brothers now died. but we just don't know who's the mate. Like, each lady is a Shomeres Yavim. Each one died without children. So there is a Mitzvah Yibum. We just don't know, out of these five boys now at home alive, which one is the brother to which wife. We don't know. So what should we do? Is Arbo Chotzin Liachas. Four of these boys give chalitza to one. Like, take one at a time. Each one that died, his wife, a Shomeres Yavim now, so there are five boys at home involved. One of those boys is the brother. We don't know which one. So first we do is let four of them give a chalitza. The Yechud Miyabim. And the fifth boy at home, he gives Hayibim, like a monoshach. If it's Taka, his brother that died, so he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, so he's marrying Eishes Achiv. On the tzad to say it wasn't his brother that died, it was one of the other brother's wife that died, brother that died, so they already gave chalitza, so she's mutter to him anyway. So Mamanashach, after the four boys gave her chalitza, now the fifth one has the right to be miyabna. Now, v'yechum miyabna. Now, that's with the first wife. What about the second one? We said all five boys died, the sveikis. So now what do we do with the second wife? Isu ushloi shecholtzim. The one that gave Yibum to the first one, him and three other boys give a chalitza. In other words, four give a chalitza. Liachas, v'yechud miyabim. And one is miyabma. Now we take the second lady. So we say the one that gave Yibum, he should give a chalitza, ushleisha, and another three of them, cholzin, liachas, give her chalitza. The Yechud Miyabim, and another brother, like the fifth one, he gives a Yibum. Nimtz, that's what he do to all these five ladies. So what does it comes out at the end? Nimtzu Arba Chalitzais, that four of these gave Chalitzais, the Yibum L'cholachas V'yachas, like every one of those ladies, every one that the husband died, each one received first four Chalitzas, and then each one had a Yibum, one of them was Miyabim, each one of them. So that's to say, that's what the Mishnah says he should do. And Gemara explains now, V'davka Mechlat. The Eitzer is again, when one died, so that wife, it's a suffix of the five boys, which one is the brother, which one is the Yibum. So we say four of them should first give a Chalitza, and then the fifth one makes Yibum. Why? And then you make Yibum. Avu Yivumi Bereshalai. But first let one make Yibum right away, that we don't do. Because the Kapoga B'Yivam L'Shuk. Like the one that wants to make Yibum now, we don't know for sure was his brother that died. Maybe it was a different brother that died. See, if so, she's called Yibum L'Shuk. In other words, she's still Zokeh L'Yibum to one of the other ones. So therefore we say that first she has to receive Chalitza from four of them. So Mamanashach, even if those were the real brother, they gave a Chalitza, she's not called Yibum L'Shuk. And maybe the fifth one is really the Yavam, is really the brother. So very good, he can make Yibum a Manashach. If he's the real brother, it's very good. He's mamish doing the Mitzvah Yibum. And even on the tzad, he's not the real brother, but then before that, the real brothers gave Chalitza, so she's not called Yavam L'Shuk. Now, Mayhu Ushleisha Cholzin L'Yachas. What does it mean to say him and three other ones, she gave Chalitza to the second one? In other words, the one that made Yibum on the first one, he should not go make Yibum on the second one. The light time, we should not say, Liyavminu Chad Lakulu. We should not say, let one of these make Yibum on all five ladies. Really, he could do that. In other words, let the other four boys all give Chalitza to all five ladies. And then the fifth boy would make Yibum to all five. Really, he could do that. But the Mishnah doesn't like it. Why? Rather, Lakul Chad V'Chad Miyabim Chada. What we want to come out is each one of these five boys at home, like, each one is miyabim, one of the ladies. Why? Because Dilma Misrama Ledidei. Because like this, there's a possibility, maybe, each one is being mekayim the mitzvah. Like each one of the five boys has a brother there. We just don't know which one is his brother. And each one of these ladies is a suffix, one of them, each one of them is an eshesach to these. See, if one does it to all, he only is doing for sure one mitzvah, not more. But if all five boys are miyabim, every one of them, it's a possibility maybe each one is being mekayim this mitzvah. So since it's a suffix, this way we let each one do one yibum. What about Miktsoson Achin Miktsoson Shein Achin. That let's say the same case where five ladies had sons at home. Each one had their own son. And then the ladies gave birth all together in one cave, and the boys, all the babies got mixed up. So we don't know who's the brother to. But now, these five at home, some of them have brothers in the Terubis, but some of them don't have any brothers. Some of them know for sure there are no brothers there. So we do it like this. Ha'achin Cholzin. The one that's for sure have brothers have to give Chalitza. V'shein Achim, but the ones that know for sure they have no brothers there, Miyavmin, then they can make Yibum. That's what it says. Now my comma, what does this mean? Omer Rav Safra says like this, Hochi comma, this is what it means to say. Miktsosun Achim min Av, u Miktsosun Achim min Aim. Some of these, again, the original case was you have five boys at home, and now five boys were born again to these five ladies, and the last five bunch were mixed up, so we don't know for sure who's the brother to. But let's say it's not only that there are five brothers, but some of the bunch is only brothers from the same mother, not from the same father. That's Bechlau Nan the Mitzvah Yibam. And some of them are brothers also from the same father. So we say like this, Achim min Aim Cholzin. So ones that have doubts, maybe some of those boys were only brothers from the same mother, so they for sure cannot be miyab any lady there. Because any lady is a suffix, maybe it was your brother's wife, only from the same mother. And the lacha is, if you have brothers from the same mother, there's no mitzvah yibum. But there is the iser every, you're not allowed to marry your wife. So therefore, if one of these at home has a brother in there, only from the same mother, but he also has brothers from the same father, so yibum for sure he can't do. Because maybe he's going to meet up with that lady that was married to his brother from the same mother, and there's no heter at all. So therefore we tell him, you have to give chalitza. Because you have some brothers there from the same father. So chalitza you have to give, and not yibum. But v'achim and av, the other ones that only have brothers there from the same father, they have no brothers from the same mother, is miyavmin. Then they're allowed to make yibum if they want. Like the rich same case in the Mishnah. What about Miktsosan Kahanim and Miktsosan Shein Kahanim? These five that are here, two of them are Kahanim, and two are not Kahanim. So we say the ones that are Kahanim, they cannot be Miyabim anyone. Because we say, in order to make Yibum here, first there has to be Chalitza. So we have to be afraid maybe the Chalitza was Chal, and the Locher is the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalitza. So therefore, if one of these brothers at home is a Kohen, so Kahanim Choltin. They have to bedafka give chalitza, but they cannot make yibum. Because yibum was after chalitza was given already, so maybe the chalitza was chal. Sheinim kahanim, but the boys that are not kahanim, miyavmim, they have the right to make yibum. As even though the noshim received chalitza, and like now she's mutter to them, there's no issa for regular Yisrael to marry a chalitza. It's only an issa for a kohen to marry a chalitza. What about the miktsos and kahanim? Some of these boys here are kahanim. And the other ones, though, have a doubt that one of the brothers in there is only a brother from the same mother and not from the same father. See, if so, neither of them can make Yibum in this case. The Kahanim can't make Yibum because first she's a Chalutza, and the other ones that have a brother there from the same mother can't make Yibum because he's not allowed to live with his wife. If we have a brother only from the same mother, there's no mitzvah Yibum, so when he dies, his wife is always usa to you. So then the loch would be, then the loch would be, Minasofik, you have to give chalitza, because maybe it's your brother from the same father, so you have to give chalitza, but you can't make yibum. The kohen can't make yibum because the isha is already called the chalitza, and the brother can't make yibum because one of those boys there is his brother from the same mother, so he can't live with his wife, therefore he can't make yibum.